Hey everybody, I'm Connie, grateful recovering COSA.
Hi Connie.
Hi Connie.
So I have a little bit to share on step 8. I was just talking to Claudia saying, you know, there's not a lot to it. You know, we make a list. And that's the gist of it. So I know step 9 is where we make the actual amends and it can be scary, but we're on step 8 right now and we just have to make a list. So don't be scared. Just go ahead and make that list. For me, you know, I use it. I look over my step 4 and with my resentments and my part, and that helps me with my list of who should be on the list. Also, you know, it talks about that we became willing. So it's a process. So even if you're not willing right now, you know, we write the list and we become willing. It's something we work on. For me, when I write the list, that's my first step because I write it on paper and it's real. It's in black and white. And I look at the name and I know, you know, there's an action I need to take. So that's like that first piece of becoming willing. Just writing it down even pushes me to the next step where, you know, I can imagine myself actually, you know, making that amends and doing that and becoming willing and looking at that list and figuring out, you know, who am I 100% willing right now and who am I 10% and who am I 50%. And I look at my list a lot and think about it. I think working with a sponsor on, you know, it's so, so helpful because, you know, my sponsor was able to look at my list and help me with the people who are on that list. And I found out that I had put down some people that I really didn't owe an amends to, that I was so busy apologizing for everything and everyone, that, you know, there was a couple people that I, you know, she kept saying, well, what did you do wrong there? And I really couldn't come up with anything. So a sponsor was a really good person for me to really help me, you know, create that list and kind of come clear with who needed to be on that list. My sponsor also reminded me of a few people that I missed, that when I had called her a few times about this, that, and the other, you know, she'd say, what about so-and-so? Weren't you just talking to that person and remember this? So my sponsor was really an invaluable tool and for me making my list, you know, complete. And, you know, figuring out what my part was and what I needed to make the amends. One thing that when I made my list, I made my whole list and my sponsor looked at it and she said, you forgot the most important person. And I looked at the list and said, no, he's right there. And she slipped again. She said, no. And I said, no, he's the most important right there. And she said, no, you're the most important. And you should be number 1 on your list. You cannot give what you do not have. So you can't make amends to everybody else until you make amends to yourself first. And so that was a very new concept for me to put myself on the list. And it was really true. I needed to make amends to myself. I had, you know, I had put myself through a lot. I had believed lies. I had done things I didn't want to. I had abused myself in many ways, and I really did need to put myself first on the list. And so that was an interesting thing I learned from my sponsor, to put myself on the list. And also on my list, you know, I went back my very first time of through the steps. I really put stuff on my list, things from my past, that I was still carrying around, things that I had done, you know, like in junior high and amends I needed to make to people because it was still really bothering me that I had done some things wrong to certain people but never had made amends for them. And it really still bothered my heart and my soul. So I did put those people on the list, and I didn't worry about, well, how am I going to find them? How am I going to make amends? How am I going to contact them? I just put them on the list. And so knowing that, you know, higher power will find a way. So I think the first step for me was to just, you know, put it in black and white. And then it wasn't as scary. So a couple of things, and this is probably getting into a little bit of step nine, but I just want to share a couple of my experiences. Maybe it will give you hope to continue through step eight and step nine. So the first thing about making amends to myself when my sponsor said I needed to put myself on the list was, you know, how do you make amends to yourself and how do you even do that? But it was really, really healing for me to figure out ways to make amends to myself. And I was able to, I did a lot of writing and I kind of wrote a forgiveness letter to myself. And I did a lot of good self-care, and I did a lot. I spent time with myself, and I really made those amends. And one thing that my sponsor suggested that I do is get something that is a symbol of my amends, something that I can look at, that I can that I can know that I made amends to myself. And so at the time, I had lost the diamond out of my wedding ring, so I decided it was a good time for an upgrade. And when I picked out the ring, it had 17 diamonds on it. And I realized that that would be my symbol for myself because I was in recovery. I had been married for 17 years before disclosure happened and before I got into recovery. So every diamond on my ring represents each year that I believed lies, that I didn't take care of myself, that I didn't honor my truth, that I didn't listen to my gut, that I put myself down, that I didn't take care of myself. So each diamond represents that for me. And so when I put myself down or when I start feeling bad about myself, I said, no, you have made amends to yourself. And when I look at my ring, I remember that. And so I really like that idea of some kind of a symbol showing that I made those amends and as a reminder. And it was a really, really, really healing for me to make amends to myself. And then when I talked about putting people on the list from your past, I have a really cool story. When I was in eighth grade, there was a girl in my junior high. And, you know, she didn't have a lot of friends, and she looked different than a lot of us, and her hair was really greasy. She didn't wash it, and a lot of the kids teased her, and they would say a lot of mean things. I never personally teased her, but I was in a group of girls that did, and I would stand by, and I would never stand up for her. And I would not say anything bad to her, but I just stood there while people teased her. People, my group, my friends, teased her. I was afraid to stand up. I was afraid to say something to her. And I always felt really, really bad. And I only went to junior high with her for 1 year, so I don't know whatever happened to her. But I always felt bad because that isn't who I am. And so I really held that in my heart for a long time. And so when I did the step eight, I wrote her on my list, never knowing how am I going to make amends to her. I did some research. I tried to find her. I looked online, you know. And so, you know, I never could. I kind of wrote a letter, you know, to her just. But I always kept her on my list because I really felt like I really needed to someday make that amends to her. Well, I think it's been about maybe 3 years ago when I got on Facebook and I started getting friend requests from people I went to school with, and I would notice, you know, kind of look at their friend list and, you know, see who is friends, and I found this person. There was her name on my friend's list as a friend. And I thought, here's my opportunity to make amends. And so I messaged her and just said, you know, hi, my name's Connie. You probably don't know me. You don't remember me. But I remember you. And I talked about, you know, in school, I know that people treated you unkindly, and my group of friends did, and I didn't necessarily say anything, but I didn't stand up for you. I didn't, and I always felt bad about that. I should have stood up for you. I should have never participated in that, and I just told her I'm really, really sorry. And she wrote me back, and it was really, really cool because she said something like, this is so cool. She said, I don't remember you, but I do know that I got teased a lot. She said, but today I'm a teacher, and that doesn't happen in my school, in my classes. And I work with kids with disability, and, you know, she talked about how, you know, her, you know, she had a strong life, but she thought that was so, it really touched her heart that I, you know, made that amends to her. And so I was able to put it to rest, put it in my past, and I finally felt better about that. And so that's the beauty of step 9, that when you get through with step 9, you're going to have peace and serenity, and I just felt weights lifted off me, you know, and I felt so much better after my step 9. But to get to step 9, you know, we're on step 8, you know. So I encourage you to just do it. Make that list, get it on paper and pen, and work with the sponsor, and how it's all going to work out will come together. And I feel like I've been blessed by doing step 8 and 9, and it has been very life-changing for me. And a lot of my amends, I thought, were going to be really hard. Most of them were pretty easy. And people accepted them and took them a lot better than I thought they would. So I don't have any more to share. I'm wondering, does anyone else have anything to share?
You know what? I was wondering if we could turn the recording off.